Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Thank you. and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to okay, we are here today, and clearly, it is a good day. Nonetheless, hoping and wishing for a more pleasant, I wish for a more pleasant state of mind. And to surely find contentment in the world society, because it's not going right at all. I mean, do you understand the condition of our human civilized world is homosexual. If you out there and you don't understand that, let me tell you something. Bad things are coming. And it is homosexuals that are causing the kind of calamity. You understand that? Oh, listen. Since I've been doing this show, let me tell you something. I concentrate on world history and civilization. Let me tell you something. If you out there and you think that there is a government in the United States, yeah, there is United States. Basically, it should be America, because it is so, according to history, that America was a name, and it's different from what they call United States. These Sodomite people, they think that they hone and control the civilized world. Their attitude is there is no other world but this Sodomite world. And you see it in where they write in their Bible about homosexual, who people who did them nothing at all. You hear me? Genesis 19. That's not how a Bible. It's these white Sodomite Bible. This becomes my top pinpointing, because we are in the worst situation, let's say, begins 100,000 years ago. Okay? And it amazes me that homosexuals can take over the world and church and everything that I grew up in. You know, I thought it was for real. So
what I come to know I should have been taught when I was a young child about civilization. But it's not what I was taught, nor anybody around me. We are taught by documents like the Bible that is written, authored by homosexuals. Now, that's not fair to civilized people who born on the planet, that we are actually born retarded because of homosexual teaching, things that they made up. But before they were making up stuff, can you define for me where these white people come from, what their species is? Unless you can point out their species, you're not talking. You're not talking righteousness. You're talking homosexual desire to screw other people's assholes. That's what you're talking about. And right now, they are pretending like they are not homosexuals, don't you see? Can't you see that these homosexuals technically behaving like they are civilized people? Can't you see that? Homosexuals don't have any sense of civilization. They do not. They know how to wrongly emulate things that they find will work for them. You know, the worst thing is that we people who of the blood, the gods, and the sapiens, is to now grow up in a world where we are taught sodomite concept, and we don't know how it happens, but neither did I. I did not grow up and were taught anything about sodomy. And these white people protect their golden secret. Because in the church that I grow up, I never hear they say anything about homosexuality. But yet still, it is their church. So this is high technological shifting of their evil so that we would grow up and feel comfortable into a sodomite world. This is just not anything to play with, because it is not the way civilized gods establish the society that they created. If you don't know, in the world is a textbook. White people, hominid species, where they come from is hominid primates. They come from an assortment of apes that makes up their hominid species. That's where they come from. That is where they come from. And things happen in this way where they manage to interfere with our people 100,000 years ago and messed up the brain system. Use their diseased blood to that. It's the reason why the world is the way it is right now. Okay? So that we can be fooled about a government and don't know what we have or what we used to have. We don't know that because we are retarded. So it's bad. It's bad when this set of creatures let loose in the world having blood that they're not supposed to. Okay? And they did not create civilization. People who say they are running government and using our people to help them run their nasty, uncivilized system, Cleave bubble system. Nothing in it is true. And the primary concern is who established civilization. It's not them. And the history will show you that they evolved 3.5 to 4 million years ago. Nobody cannot refute this. You just cannot refute this. But these sodomites that is fucking us all every night, they don't care. They do not care that they come into our way and shit it all up for us. Until the world become sodomy automatically. That's what happened. We don't know how to take and to handle sodomy because they have done this over 100,000 years. We're things that are unseemly and nasty become something acceptable, like it is a part of civilization. It's not, and it will never be. Now, I can point you to a resolve that if it hadn't been, I'd probably like just, you know, get rid of myself off this planet because I have reason to hope and to look for a better life right here once the gods apply their action, their great action to destroy evil and from among us that it is in the world history textbook that we don't mingle with any other type of creatures. Once upon a time, you probably remember when we were reading in the Bible about Jerusalem. When we're reading about Mary had a son by Joseph, and they call his name Jesus. It's all a lie, you know. It's all a lie. You know, these guys are homosexual, and that's all they care about is to be homosexual. And it's not like you're talking about heterosexual male and female. No, that's not it.
They are that plus fucking assholes. So when they talk about government and stuff like that, we don't know. But just to say, okay, yeah, government. But that's not government. And these are not human beings. White people are not human beings. All right. Well, they are taking this far enough that we must prove in history that white people are not civilized and they are not human beings. Okay? Their species are branded with their identity. Hominid. Hominid primates. That's who their species really is. Now, think about where we are coming from. We are coming from Africa, where we were created. And it is in the World History textbook that of a truth, after we developed 100,000 years ago, we began a journey out of Africa to the Western world. Now, the world is brand new with human beings, civilized human beings. But civilization came to Earth from four 45,000 years ago. Civilization came on Earth. And I tell you, a big portion of civilization began, the civilization as a whole, let me take a step back, the history precisely shows these hominid Homo erectus. This is the subgroup for hominid. Okay, we're going back to where these hominids, they evolve 3.5 to 4 million years ago. And when they arrive or evolve 3 to 4 million years ago in Africa, out of that amount, we come down to a figure 1.5 million years ago. So from where we are, go back 1.5 million years ago. In this World History textbook, with those two numbers that I'm telling you from the world, Glencoe World History, National Geographic, on the edition, it was published 2004, edition 2, okay, two numbers to think about, and that is when they hominid were evolved 3 to 4 million years ago. They came into Africa. That's where they evolved. 1.5
1.5 million years ago now. Okay? So you think about Ohold, they were since they evolved. 100,000 years. No, not 100,000 years ago. Since they evolved in Africa, say 3.5 million to 4 million years ago, they develop in Africa. And then 1.5 million years ago from where we are today, they went up from out of Africa into Europe. Look, if we don't go back there in time, we won't know what we are doing here today. We won't know our place in life. So what I am telling you, the reason why we have the history record of the past, it's not a Bible, has no record of what they're telling you about Jesus Christ and God and all them kind of thing. These people, after they developed from where they were, when all of those millions of years, they were not talking. They didn't have a language, right? And what they did was, with enough common sense to make stone tools. Today, they don't want to tell you the truth about these things that I'm telling you in history, and so many things in history that they are changing up and writing other things apart from what is the science fact in here. And one of the facts that I can tell you about is that 100,000 years ago, after we developed, and the first, say, 200,000 years ago was when we were created. And then 100,000 years after that, some of us began to leave Africa to go to the Western world and other places. Now, what we must know, you see, because look, animals and human beings are not the same. And when we have animals turning some kind of a human-like because they steal your blood, and when you lose your sense to where you begin to like interbreed with them, it means your species is dead. It's dead. And because our brain is retarded by what they did to us, by what they did to our Neanderthals, sapien. They interbreed with them first, yes. And today, they don't hide it. They're only hiding it in a way to get rid of the history that tells you who Neanderthals really is. Neanderthals is one of two subgroups from sapien that came into Africa 250,000 years ago. That's the way it is in the World History Textbook. And the reason why we don't care about what's in the World History Textbook is because of these white people, sodomite monkeys. Because of them. That is talking about they have legitimate government. And we don't know how civilization came about. But civilization came about by the gods themselves. Right? Now, 450,000 years ago that the gods came and they
with the intelligence, this book tells you that they came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testament to their greatness. We're not understanding this today, many of us, because our brain is retarded. The best of us brain is retarded, okay? And you can identify the fact of it based on who we were in the creation 200,000 years ago, and between when we were leaving, here it says that the wise human being appeared in Africa between 200,000 years ago, right? Between 200,000 years ago that we came into, we were created in Africa. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. Now, if I didn't read this myself, there's nobody around that was going to tell me this, because I've been around and reading and paying attention to stuff, and nobody was even saying that. All right? So what I'm trying to tell you is that we have reality, but it is being trampled upon because we were, you know, treated with disease. Okay? And today, we are not the people we were. You know? So the best we can do now is serve these sodomite white people who come from apes. And now, I mean, access themselves to our blood and are talking. Okay? That's why they are called modern man. You understand that? But these modern man, they have built up their life of our knowledge and our civilization. Right? And we can read in the World History textbook and know exactly who these sodomites are. Okay? But unless we wake up to this fact and begin to enlighten ourselves, these sodomites are going to, like, treat us the way they're treating us right now. You know, whereas history does not offer this privilege to any one of us to lay down with white people and they and fuck with them. Period. African ethnic people, they don't even recognize us as being hybrid, the hybrid human being. They don't even regard us as such because our brain is retarded. And we make up their church and preach Jesus and all that. And when I tell you that we are retarded, and you trace us back to where we're coming from, and you will know that
we are retarded, because what we are doing here today is simply because our mind is gone. It's like people drink too much and then, you know, they don't know what to do. They fall in the wayside, right? Well, basically, that's where we are. Because there is no such a thing as church. Go back to the BC era and you won't find any church back there. Not even the word church I have never seen, right? So where these words are made up and we become a part of it, it's a part of our delusion. We don't know. You know, it's simply like in the West Indies. I come from Jamaica. We grow up and don't have a good sense of, you know, the fact that we're coming from slaves. Because the church is right there to shift our knowing. So we don't really know where we are coming from. Okay? And I can tell you what they do with the money that they collect from people who don't have anything. But they are collecting big bags of money. And at the end of the year, they call in all the churches and get all the money from them. And do we see anything for those things? No. These people in the church who are members died of poverty, and the church never helped them. Okay? This is homosexual planning how to, like, wipe out our civilization. You see what I mean? And the only thing that is going to help us to get out of this nonsense is the role that we must play. And that is to get to know what our history says. Because these people make it rather difficult for us to understand. You see what I mean? Because they transplant the natural sense that we had. And now, no, we are seeing a complete different type of world. You see what I mean? No, but I can tell you this, though. If we take the time to make changes, we will know that we are in the wrong place and we are believing something that is alien to our civilization. There, we would get liberty. But as long as we don't do that, these sodomites are going to take away every square inch of land. Right? Like the monkey of the Congo, the so-called king. Okay? They take away our land and teach us about Jesus Christ. You see? And once your mind is displaced by all these old bunch of uncivilized type of thinking, they will dominate us. You will go to the church and you will get an inspiration of Jesus and all that kind of stuff. And you don't know that you're gone crazy. Crazy. And that's what these sodomites, I tell you, Genesis 19, what they did with Lot. Lot at his house, that's what they wrote in the Bible, and the cities around Lot, they all came down on him when they saw two visitors, male visitors, to his house. They sure weren't homosexual at all, right? They are, high dignitary, Elohim, gods, right? And they were there because of disturbance that these sodomites were creating, and surely they attacked Lot in his house. You read that in the Bible, don't you? Yeah, you don't have no qualms with that. Because you don't have the brain that is to appreciate the distinction between these robbers, criminals, uncivilized beings, calling themselves humans. You know what I mean? Now, knowledge is power, because once you have the thinking and the right thinking about something, you know how to go about business. But for sure, when you're under a different and a wrong concept, there's just no way you will succeed when somebody's blocking you. So I tell you, in this world is a textbook. It shows here that recent evidence indicate that they began to spread outside Africa 100,000 years ago. Well, you can tell from this reading that nothing was wrong with us. After we developed 100,000 years, just think about how long we come to the Western world where we are now today. Okay? And go back when we were only 100,000 years old. And then we began to leave Africa to other land out here and to settle down. That happened, but it happened when we were attacked, leaving Africa. We were attacked. And these hominids, they get their blood to get off in our system. That's what they did. After the attack, somehow our people continue to travel on to the Western world. But I tell you what, it didn't go long before they didn't know themselves, and they don't realize that they don't know themselves. Until today, we don't know. For many generations over the past 100,000 years, we really don't know ourselves for the natural character that we were. So now, like they talk about conversion into Christianity, yeah, we are converted into Christianity. Because we will never, if not for miracles, we will never know of the evil transformation that we have gone through to be the kind of people we are right now. And you'll hear me talk about it, and you're not going to, like, you know, decide, it's your teeth and say, I mean, what is he talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about. And you know what? I can only do what I'm doing. And don't think that I'm begging you anything, because you know what? I never asked for a cent, not even 1 cent. I never asked anybody for. I'm telling you something that you need to understand, just like, oh, I did need to understand. Now, I come to know, and I'm telling about the rule book, the source book, and you will probably ask me, you know, like, shove away the world history textbook because you don't regard it or respect it, that it is a record of the past, and the Bible is not. The Bible is not a record of the past. The Bible is not written for human beings. These sodomite wild people, they are content because now they don't belong among us. And they are the ones who invaded us in Palestine. Right? And begin to write all kinds of nonsense about us. You may remember, you read in the Bible where I grew up and know about, it talks about Jews and Gentiles. Do you know, back 2,000 years ago, who were Gentiles? Do you know? And who were Jews and Semitic people?
Who? You see what I mean? Look, these white people don't have any shame, because once they were able to gain the upper hand, because our brain is not registering things properly, they were able to set up all kinds of different situations that works against us, because we had leave, you know, our location in Africa where there is the knowledge of government over us. Yes.
What I'm saying to you, it's that we have a hard time to understand what is written in the Bible, and therefore we heat up everything, like both Abraham, you know, and God talking to Abraham. These are not civilized stories about Abraham and God, and God is testing Abraham. It's not true, right? And it's difficult to come to an enlightenment where you can see the view of things and separate what makes sense from what don't make sense. It's a hard, difficult experience, because the danger of believing in the Bible is that it does not have any academic consultant or teacher reviewers, right? Teacher reviewers. The Bible don't have nobody like that to say what you're reading about Adam and Eve and Abraham. It's true. It just does not. And you will be shocked to know there is nothing in the New Testament that is true. Nothing at all. I didn't know that for a long time until now. And people who are Christian, my own people, will be very resentful about me telling them this. But remember, I grew up in the church from age 7 until I'm like about 60 or more. Right? And where I always been, I don't have any problem in finding information about natural civilized people, but I couldn't find, I realized that white people were outside the history of the African people. And African people are the only people with a history. So I always wonder what happened to the white people, you know. I can't find any history for them. No, you imagine that. You imagine that. It's difficult for us to come to a civilized understanding about the world because our brain is gone. We don't know that we have government. These people are doing whatever they want to do with us. These sodomite people. So they make the world take the place, these sodomite kind of a concept that they have today and ruling us with it, they're doing it because we don't know any better. So, you know, if what I am saying is true and I really know it, even beyond what I'm telling you right now, I know a lot more. They can't stand up in front of me. Because white people are not even human. Take them into the world as a textbook. They are not human beings. They can't stand up and tell you about, oh, they look like humans, they talk like humans, and that make them humans. No, that this world is a textbook right here is what tells us. Okay? So when people, like, you talk about transvesti and people do all kind of things to change who they are, right? Well, that's what they have done. These white people you're looking at, that's what they have done. The transgender. So we have government. And for so long, we get that knowledge washed out of our brain. And the only way we are going to be renewed is to get an awakening that we must learn to read and get the right understanding from what, from the words that you're reading. Unless we do that, we won't get our grip again. So, like I tell you, we need evidence for things. And the Bible is not going to tell you anything about us. It's going to lie, and that's what these white hominid Europeans, that's what they are doing. And they are doing it in the absence of us having the consciousness of the fact. Theme for understanding world history. It says here, to examine the past, historians often organize their material according to themes. This enables them to ask and then try to answer basic questions about the past. You hear this? About the past. You can't ask question about the future in the context of knowing who we are and where we come from. The following 9 themes are especially important. You hear it? So if you take up a Bible, and the Bible doesn't have, it don't tell you themes or understanding of the world history, right? I mean, and you're going to believe in the Bible, it means that, you know, you're like a young donkey, don't know how to follow the track. You see what I mean? So when the church don't use a world history textbook to let you know where you come from and to tell you the truth about yourself, you just like a lamb to the slaughter. All right? So the following 9 themes are especially important, and you will find them again and again in our history because it's important to know them. Politics and history. Historians study politics. And white people are not supposed to be historian for African people. You hear what I'm saying? No. They are not supposed to be in our legal government kingship jurisdiction.
They are here because, oh, our people who are in charge of their flock, reproduction, not reproduction, but I mean, their brain becomes retarded. We don't have any government in Africa. Whatever government is there don't mean anything because these sodomite white people are controlling Africa. It might look like they probably get a compromise, you know, but Africa has given these sodomite white people the right to rule. Now imagine we are under kingship and these kings supposed to rule and stuff like that. And Africa give these sodomites okay to have access to all of the riches of Africa. So you see, anytime your brain gone bad, your life go bad. You see what I mean? And this is what is happening. Now, somebody has got to read and find out and begin to assert the history in fact, and not these intruders who's going to like look for cases to exploit people when they are under misunderstanding. And this is what is our problem is. We don't know what is right from what is wrong in history and to what is yours and what is not yours. You see what I mean? So these buggers are coming from a way back, 100,000 years, and exploiting us by doing a lot of evil things that, like I tell you, when they put their disease in our blood, it took us until now. And we can't find out. And we, like, become transformed into a different creature because our brain is not working the way it's supposed to work. And now we are helpless. We can't say no. This is our government. You can't. No, don't bother come around here. Get out. We have not been able to do that. That we are sickly, mentally sick because of what has happened over now 100,000 years ago. Right. So the thing is, it's not like We are only helpless in this context because we really don't understand a government and how we were created under a government. And even though the civilized material that tells us exactly who we are, we can't understand it. We don't even read it. So the point is, if somebody stole something from you and you lose your memory and stuff like that, and somebody come in and take away what you have, you won't be able to claim what you have because you don't have the faculty to do that. So somebody's going to take away everything you have and make you a slave too, because your brain is not healthy. So here are some of the things that, you know, civilized people pay attention to. It goes on to say, it goes on to say,
historians study politics to answer certain basic questions about the structure of a society. So go into the structure of Europe. Check on them and check on their calendar and time. Yes! Check on what species they are, because it's written in the world. It's a textbook. That's a first, in the first chapter. You know? But when will we learn to do that? All right. So it goes on some more. It says, how were people governed? This is very serious stuff, but guess what? We're not doing it because our brain is not on that. So when I tell you that we are retarded, you're not as smart as you really think you are. Because when you go into the situation of the world right now and see where we are, you'll find out that something has gone wrong with us. Was the relationship, you know? How were people governed? What was their relationship? So if you think about going back 100,000 years ago, what kind of people were we? We were in Africa. We never gone anyplace else, right? We don't find anything in history that anybody is showing that we were a people that were off crazy or something like that. We don't have no such a report, okay? Now, if you take us back there just on the point of politics, and you talk about there was nothing there that hinged us to these hominids. We and them have no link at all. So all we and them come to link today. Now, see, this is important thing with reading history, a record of the past. The Bible ain't going to bring back nothing and show you that, oh, okay, these people are bad people. You know, you got to get away from them. It's not telling you that. All right? No, it says, what was the relationship between the ruler and the ruled? See, this is a very, very important stuff. With these white people who claiming to be human, and they are moving fast ahead with writing all these lies. Like over 4,000 years, they of themselves, this guy, his name is Ken Spiro. Ken Spiro. Yeah. Tells how they lie about Abraham. How they lied about Abraham and God. And teach it to us, the African people, in the Western Hemisphere. Remember, we came here first. They were back there in Europe trying to talk and to build up a little society, because them out of their attack, they have babies born that were able to talk. So you imagine what a luck they had. So all they did was develop a society of their own, because they never have no big society, but now they begin to have talking society. And later on, here they come to the Western world and begin to like take control of us, because we are sick. We don't know what government is. And how do they get to know? They get to know because they're starting to read. And what they do is follow us, who are now talking and have business. And that's how these white people came about. Now, What rights and liberties did the people have? You think about this. Think about this. You see, this is talking about us. And if you are thinking, you will now see what I am saying is important. Over all this time, we get all kind of mud thrown into our breath. All kind of foolishness. So bring up all these issues, you know, we don't want to know. We just believe in Jesus. All right. So it goes on. The study of politics also includes the role of conflict. Historians examine the cause and result of wars in order to understand the impact of war on human development. The role of ideas. Ideas have great power to move people to action. For example, the idea of nationalism, which is based on a belief in loyalty to one's nation, has led to numerous wars and the death of millions of people. Hear that? At the same time, nationalism has also motivated people to work together to benefit the lives of nations, citizens. The spread of ideas from one society, from one benefit the lives of a nation, citizens. The spread of ideas from one society to another has also played an important role in world history, economics, and history. And it goes on to tell you more about society existence depend on meeting certain basic needs and all that, okay? It goes on to tell you. And it has a few more. The importance of cultural development. All right, let's listen to this one on cultural development, and let's see what it has to say. We cannot understand a society without looking at its culture. You understand that? And first of all, we would have to ask the question, is Europe settlement since 1.5 million years? Is it a culture by itself? Yes, it is a culture by itself, because the book says they are hominid species. And the hominid species has a subgroup called Homo erectus. And they are the people, not people, but they are the beings that went up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. That's a fact. It doesn't matter what they're doing out there in the world. This affects everything that is going on out there in the world today. Okay? And whereas these white people are talking about they are government, this is nasty and uncivilized, thinking. Because civilization has nothing to do with white people. Nothing at all.
So how did they get into this situation?
That's the most essential thing for the world, the civilized world, to come to grips with. But guess what? Once that important part of your brain is disfigured, you know what? A lot of times, you just don't come back to it. So these people are telling us that they come here to indoctrinate us. Oh, yeah. That's what they're telling us. And we can't realize that. All right? And when I come to the maturity where I understand that the Bible is not for human beings. These sodomite white people, they wrote it because of their evil act, and they realize the upper hand that they have on our brain. We don't have our proper brain anymore. So therefore, this is what is happening. But now, for those of us who are reading and getting to understand, we are able to retrieve our place in life. There's no way these white people have any fact to hold to our face and said they have the fact. They don't have nothing. Okay? So I am telling you now about this part about the importance of cultural development. We cannot understand a society without looking at its culture. So this is what I'm talking about now, our culture. And now we Africans don't have any we don't have any interest about our culture, because obviously we don't even know what is our culture. Right? And clearly, if somebody talk about ethnicity, all right, we are a ethnic people made up of two bloods, by the sapien and the gods. Right? So that's what makes us hybrid human being. But now we have these white people coming in and writing things, and since we are not writing, our people not doing anything, they have been writing and making themselves like they are human being, and everything that we possess, they taking it and say it belongs to them. So until we are able to read and dissect the history, we will never retrieve what we have. But if we can do that, it will be easy. You see what I mean? And these people, like I'm saying to you, they are not human beings. They don't want me to say that. But that's a fact. They don't come from human species. But they are going to write things, and they have been writing things that saying that they belong to our sapien species. How do they belong to it? It's not in the world history textbook. All right? So it goes on. Our culture, we are heterosexual. We are not homosexual. But they don't give a darn biscuit about who we are. You see, as long as they know that we have a household they can fuck, that's what they're interested in. You ask Obama. It goes on. Our culture is what's important. We must know it. The culture, we are African hybrid people. Okay? And these white people don't want us to have claim of nothing, not even our skin. Come down to that, because they're going to turn, African colored people into white people as well, because they're running out of their own. So they're going to make, use
the African people, if you have a light skin, you find a reason why you are civilized. I mean, not civilized, but a reason why you're a white person. So it went on to say, are the common ideas, belief, and patterns of behavior, you hear that? The behavior that are passed on from one generation to another. Culture includes both eye culture and popular culture. High culture consists of the writings of a society, thinking, and the works of its artists. Many of those people were illiterate and so passed on their culture orally. Today, the term popular culture described current trends and fashions, such as popular television program, movies, and music. Now, religion. Listen to this. You listen to this. Throughout history, people have sought to find a deeper meaning to human life, you know, and this is a whole bunch of nonsense, because they're talking to uncivilized people. You see, they're not talking like they're talking to civilized people who know how they were created in South Africa 200,000 years ago. That is almost enough, you know, or the foundation on which you build upon to understand yourself and who you are, right? So it says here, how have the world great how have the world's great religions, such as Hindu, Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. This, you see, they're talking to uncivilized people right now. And they're talking to us like we are the uncivilized people they're talking to. When, indeed, if they had not been allowed to come and live among us, they wouldn't be here talking all these whole bunch of nonsense. You see what I mean? So when talk about we as Michael Tellinger, the scientist of South Africa, when they revere when they examine the ruins then of South Africa, where the gods, they lived and worked all over the planet, but over there was their settlement because of their mission of gold that they were doing called the Habsu over in the South Africa. All right, so how have the world's greatest religions, such as Hinduism, Buddhism, all right, Hinduism and Buddhism is the only two religious body of which it is quite in order for us to have, you know, different setting, but we are of the same blood and the same persuasion. We are taught that. All right, so today we find out that there was one called Hinduism and one called Buddhism. And Hindu, I think, is the Indian part of it, and Buddhism is the Chinese, I think. Right? Now, see where these sodomites come in with their old bunch of uncivilized ways, and they are doing it, exploiting our lack of brain function, right? They begin to come now with both Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Those things just strike them. They don't belong to us. They do not belong to us. But it's here in the World Literature Textbook because of what they began to do since 100,000 years to us. And we don't know the difference, those of us who don't know, up to this point. All right. Influence people. They're saying that these religious, I mean, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam is not religious. Religious. And it goes to show you when we are not here to with understanding, we read all these things and we think it all goes together. It's not. Strike Judaism. Strike Christianity and Islam. It don't belong to us. It's uncivilized stuff. And say it influenced people's life. So they're bungling up religion and church together here. You don't do that. Don't do that. We must get out of this nonsense. How have those religions, see, they're mixing up church now with religion. How have those religions spread to create new patterns of culture? New patterns of culture. Really, sodomite culture. That's what they're talking about. Listen, role of individuals, the impact of science and technology, and it goes on to show you the environment and history, social life, and so forth. Historians and the dating of time. You see, let me tell you something. We have a lot. We have a lot to learn. But since we are in the Christian church, we're not going to learn kind of things, you know, and boundaries and distinctions that we are to make, we won't make them, and therefore we will just stagger around, all right? Now, I hope you understand something from what I said there. A lot of things that we are off on completely. And when they talking about AD Anno Domini, they don't have anything as a foundation for government at all. And when they were doing these things, we have kingship law codes against invading and stealing from people. And today, these sodomites, they don't care about our laws and that, you know, we represent a civilized culture. They don't care. They want to come in and fuck our asshole. That's what these white people want to do. But they are extinct from our civilization. So to talk about they're setting up place and we are voting for them and all this, these guys are playing with our innocence, you see, and our ignorance. That's what they're doing, right? Now, we're going to draw the line. We are going to draw the line. These fucking ass white people must go back to where they come from. They will never prevail. Because everything has to do with the person who read better and know. And it doesn't matter how far back we coming from. We coming back from far enough to not let these faggots take control of us, because they are the one who is not reading and reading properly, right? And therefore, they must bend and go back to the gate where they came. That's all there is to it. Now, I am very much interested in the tornadoes and the season of the tornadoes. I'm very interested in it because, you know what? It does something that I cannot do. Yeah. And the gods are up there. I don't know what they have to go through to do these things, but it's science technology, right? And I know whichever way things are going to work out, it's going to work out the way the gods plan it, not the way I plan it. I just want to someone who function well to get things go the right way and the way the gods want it go. And great blessings to you. I am going to go to this next section here. Okay. I have to resolve in myself that the sovereign God knows well the way things should go from this point forward. They know that. All I am able to do is to follow the inspiration that comes from that line to direct us, knowing that I know we do not value more than what we produce, right? And that's what I am concerned about, that I just want to stay the course in my thinking and in my everything, and the Lord will help us. Let me go on into this line here. The calendar for Elohim. I want you to listen to this real good, because when we are buried up with AD and Adamani, Christmas and Easter and all that old bunch of nonsense, we don't know what brought the first week, the first month, the first year. We don't know nothing about that. And I don't say all of us, but in common, it is my understanding that I grew up and didn't know until, way up, over 60 and 70. All right? And when you don't know something, it's hard for you to feel, work up about it, because you don't know, let's say, you don't know anything or know very little. And therefore, everything can pass away for you, because your knowledge is something that will turn you on into an interest for something when you know how good it is, right? I'm here, I'm talking to people and stuff like that, and you may decide that, I'm just making noise or something like that. And then something will happen and leave you with catastrophic disaster, and your life can be wiped out or almost wiped out. We know that the gods, when it comes to things that they control, they have to decide that they're going to have mercy on you to save you. And they can save you in miraculous ways. You don't want to take that? And you want to follow white people then? Because they come and mix up with us now like we are all the same, okay? And if you don't know that it means something to whether or not you are a hybrid human being and you're not like these white people, if you don't care about that, well, hey, ta-ta, goodbye. You see what I mean? Because if there is a place after you are dead to welcome your spirit there, that's what it means to everyone, that you are living standard that the divine world would like you to be there. All right. If you don't take serious that you can't be a Christian, you will be a Christian. Christianity is not a part of sin, of civilization. It's not. It's just not. Clear cut and dry. All right? Now, the first week, I mean, how did the first day of the first week begin? That is important, isn't it? Yes, it is. But now everybody is just using it and functioning on earth by it. But who set up all these ways of life for us? It began the first day. Begun 445,000 years ago. First day of civilization on earth. Elohim God's calendar for first day civilization on earth for educational purposes only. Now, the pieces. The pieces. The Earth's solar system the Earth solar system was sterile of civilization 4.5 million years ago. There was nothing, no creatures such as we are. So I asked Google, who excavated the four rivers of Africa, they send me to the Bible, Genesis. Rivers of Paradise. Rivers of Paradise. All right, let's see right there. Yes. So it says, so I asked Google, okay, and it sent me to the Bible, all right? Is the worst place to go to learn these kind of things. When you get these information hardcore from world history, best way to learn about words that are applicable to us here today. rivers of paradise are the four rivers described in Genesis 2:10-14, where an unnamed, you hear this? Where an unnamed system flowing out of the garden, Eden split into four branches, Pison. You see, anytime you're reading something and it'll tell you about unnamed, you know it's not a legitimate source you're reading. It may be telling you some truth, but they have something to hide. Did you mean, let this be the last day you gays live to me? About the Elohim God's creation and hybrid people and rivers in Africa by honest fucking Europe rivers. Let's see this here. And by the dead. Yes, and by the dead. And by the dead. And by the dead. European. And by the dead European. Watch this. And by the dead European. And by the dead European. European. Yeah. By the dead European fucking rivers. Let this be the last day you guys lied to me about the Elohim, God's creation of high and rivers in Africa. Not by the dead European fucking yeah fucking honest rivers rivers. All right. Search results. It looks like there are not many great matches for your search. They don't want to deal with what I am saying because I am being rude to them
according to them. Not according to me, but according to them, because they have no right in America, these white people. They're not white people. They are just uncivilized primates, okay, that come into our way and causing all the problem that we are suffering from, right? But we are coming back to life. That's no joke about that. All right. Yes. Try using words that might appear on the page you are looking for. For example, cake recipe instead of how to make a cake. Yeah, that's all they got to tell me. That's all they got to tell me. All right? And they do not want to say the right things because they are in control of our territories. Imagine that. Every single thing that these white people are doing are things that denigrate us as African people. And simply because we are unable to explain our position and therefore drive them out, this is the way they do it, because we don't deserve to be treated with any more respect, right? According to them. But I am telling you now that the time has come for white people, if you call them white people, these Europeans, to go back where they come from. Because for real, yeah, a lot is going to happen because they refuse to go back to where they come from. They're going to get put out from our territory by means they may not like, right? Go back where you come from. We leave Africa and come to the Western world. It's not a place for Hunu. It's not a place for Hunu. Because Hunu decide that. Because you can fuck asshole any way you want. You don't have to respect nobody else. Okay, and you're going to take it anywhere we are. And that what you have done, we're going to show you there is going to be a reverse. Okay? And you will know what you get paid for. It's no joke about that. And my friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. How many times must I try to convey to people the best thing we need to do is to get to know the truth. See, get to know the truth. And we will be on the right side if we do. I want you to pay attention to things that are beneficial to us. And everything will fall in place if we hearken to the word of the historic truth and don't depend on these people who are depending on everything that the gods give to us, and they make sure they are on time to reap what they don't sow, okay? And I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I wish you all well. And you take good care.
Everyone is crying out for peace, yeah. None is crying out for justice. I don't want no peace. I need equal rights and justice. I need equal rights and justice.
Down in Zimbabwe,
Yeah.